Firstly, Dylan, many congratulations. Donegal Sports Star of the Year, overall winner, second year in a row. No doubt you're delighted.
Yeah, it's great to get another award. It's great to any sports people in Donegal getting together. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there my couple of years, but it's great to see my name being mentioned, and it's good to win the big award again for sure, and also the equestrian one as well. It's very competitive place, Donegal, for equine. Although there's not too many stables up there, we're doing not too bad as a county for the sport.
Absolutely, and a good reason for you not being there last night. You are in Hong Kong, so tell us what's happening. You're over for a number of months for racing over there.
Yeah, I came over here just after Christmas, and I'm here for 3 months. My stint ends at the end of March, so we've got until the end of March to keep the revs up and try and get as many winners as we can. But it's a very tough place over here. It's really much and a good experience for the future. And by the time I get back, the season will be underway at home in Ireland, and we'll have something to look forward to come back to as well. So things have been going good. We're learning plenty, which is the main one, and we'll come back better.
The whole thinking about being in Hong Kong, is it partly extending the season for you? Is it partly getting experience? Is it partly really giving you a new environment?
Yeah, you kind of wrapped it up. It's kind of, Hong Kong is one of the most competitive places in the world to compete at, and it's a very tough place to ride. It's a very small circle, a very small selected number of jockeys get to ride here and trainers. So it's very, very competitive, but every jockey wants to come here throughout their career. And thankfully, I was lucky enough to get invited out here so early. But I've got a couple of winners on the board, but it's all about coming out, gaining more experience, learning new things, and getting used to the racing style. But it's a great place to be for sure, and we're looked after very well.
So you've been racing one of the tracks, Sha Tin, another one, Happy Valley. Give us an idea of your sort of typical week at the moment. How many days are you racing, and what do you do in between the race days?
Yeah, well, it's very different to home, actually. You only race on a Wednesday and a Sunday out here, so it's a lot more chilled out. There is a lot of trials and work to be done in the mornings also, but racing 2 days a week on a Wednesday and a Sunday, we've got Happy Valley on a Wednesday and Sha Tin on a Sunday, so it's broken up a bit, so you've got a little bit of time in between to recover and get yourself right. But the jockeys are looked after like unbelievably well over here. We're kind of like soccer players with the detail we get, and the physios and the facilities we have is second to none. But racing 2 days a week, working most mornings, and very busy in the gym as well to keep fit.
And on race days, you're racing pretty much every race on the card?
We're busy. We had a little bit of a quiet start, but that's typical for here. It's, as I said, it is a very tough place to compete at, so it takes a little while to warm up and get to know different trainers and get the ball rolling. But thankfully, I've been able to get a couple of winners in the last week or two, so hopefully things pick up going forward. But I think there's nearly 11 or 12 races on each card, so it's a long day at the races. But I think I've got 7 or 8 rides tomorrow at Sha Tin, and I've got a good ride in a group one as well, so look forward to tomorrow, and hopefully we can keep the ball rolling.
And how far in advance do you know how many rides you've got booked?
We've got 7 tomorrow, and we're going to Happy Valley then next Wednesday again, and I've got a few rides there as well. So we're busy in the next couple of weeks. So once we're getting rides is the main one, and hopefully we can bang a winner or two in between hands. So we'll keep trying our best and do what we can.
So just reflecting on 2025, you could call it a landmark season. Irish champion flat jockey, 95 winners. Then that great St. Ledger victory. Then, of course, over to the Breeders' Cup success, the Grade 1 Longines Breeders' Cup in Del Mar in California. So when you look back on it, the year just kept getting better and better.
It did indeed. Every year you start off, you want to just try and kind of do a bit better than you did the previous year, so that's kind of the main target every year. But also starting off the season, I would have loved to be champion jockey, but it's a very hard thing to do in Ireland. It's a competitive weigh room, but thankfully I'm in a really good stable with Joseph, and he looks after me very well, and the horses were in good shape from the get-go, and we had plenty of winners and a few group ones along the way, which was huge. But to win my first championship was very, very special, and to get a classic winner as well in Champions Weekend on Al Reef in the Ledger was very good too. But then we went on to the Breeders' Cup after winning the championship, and that kind of put a cherry on the cake, and it made it extra memorable for sure.
And winning on an outsider as well probably made it all the greater achievement.
Yeah, exactly. It was a great day. When you're riding at the Breeders' Cup, it's huge. Competing there is very special, and it's kind of the biggest meeting of the flat year, and it rounds it all off where everyone comes around the world to meet and take on each other. But I was very lucky to be there, and thankfully I was able to get my leg across Ethical Diamond and riding for Willie Mullins. You know, when you're riding for him, I know he's mostly associated with jumps racing, but he's well able to train a flat horse as well, as everyone knows. But when you're riding for that man, you know you've always got a little chance. So it was great to get my first Breeders' Cup winner, and it's a day I'll never forget.
So looking ahead, Dylan, for 2026, you'll be coming back to Ireland and the flat season. When will you be back in the saddle over here? Are we talking March, April?
My stint finishes here on the 25th of March, and I head to Dubai on the way home to ride at the World Cup meeting there. And that's on the 28th. So I'll be back in Ireland on the 29th or 30th. And we'll get back into the swing of things at home and kick off the flat season there. So I'll be coming home fresh and ready to go for a new season ahead.
And where are you based for the flat season here at home? Where's the stables?
I'll be down in Kilkenny and Joseph's. So I'll be going straight down there and getting back into my routine again at home, and we'll be trying to get another championship if we can, and do our best, and hopefully we can have another good year.
Now, you mentioned about the strength of the equestrian scene here. Equine scene here in Donegal, a lot of young jockeys coming through. No doubt you're inspiring many people and people from Donegal in this sport really punching above their weight at the moment, and it augurs well for the future.
Yeah, for sure. We're doing great. There's a good team of us. We all get on really well together. There's a few of the guys are not in Ireland. The likes of Oisin and a few others. And Martin Harley is obviously in Australia, and Oisin Orr's in England, and he's actually in Dubai at the minute. So there's a few of the boys that isn't actually in Ireland, but we all stay in contact with each other, and we get on really good. But it's good to see Donegal is flying the flag high for everyone. And there's a couple of good jockeys coming through at the minute as well. Obviously, young Patrick McGettigan is doing really well for himself, and he's just getting going, and hopefully he can have another good year. But Lucas, obviously from Rathmullen, he's another man doing well for himself. He's over and back to Bahrain at the minute, riding for Dave Marnan. So no, we're all doing good, and hopefully we can keep kicking.
And finally, Dylan, you're out in Hong Kong. I suspect the climate is fairly nice out there. You're being well looked after. But at the same time, you have to have that discipline, watch what you're eating, your training. So it's there's hard work as well.
Yeah, of course. That's in every sport, though. You've got to put in the hard work to get the results. And if you're not doing it, I know someone else is going to be doing it. So you don't be long falling behind if you don't work hard. So definitely, you have to keep yourself in good shape and be at the best you can.
Many thanks for joining us, and congratulations once again.